Talk to me about fuzzy words. You in your teaching, you talk about fuzzy words that are used in evolutionary textbooks and evolutionary teaching, and how help people understand what they are and how to spot them and why they're important to spot.
Yes, we have a whole section we teach. So this is one of my most popular talks too, and I keep expanding it. It's called Critical Thinking Skills and Tactics. Learn to ask good questions and learn how to read between the lines. And that's where this idea of fuzzy words comes in. I believe, we think, could have, should have. My opinion is what
Okay, so
that
those are
those
some
words.
examples. I believe, could have, should have, may have.
Yes.
Okay, those are fuzzy words. All right.
Those, why are they fuzzy? Because what they're doing is they're saying we don't have the observable evidence, just trust us. Now, there's nothing wrong with directly using those terms, but you need to qualify what you mean by it. And we find these words in school textbooks and all in the news media. It's just basically saying we don't have the evidence, just believe us.
Yes, and so they're kind of interpolating. They're taking something they have today, and they're trying to tell a story with it and connect it to something in the past that they haven't directly seen or been able to measure. So could
Yes.
have, or would have, or probably did, or most likely. When you hear those terms, you know that's telling you they have not seen that. They're, for lack of a better
Exactly.
term, guessing.
Yes.
And we should not take as gospel truth, if you pardon the pun. When somebody starts using those terms, that means they don't know. And a lot of times in the future, they'll change their ideas, won't they, Mike?
Yes. Yes.
They'll say,
And
"Well, we thought this, and but now we think this."
yes,
Right.
our when we get high school and junior high students, they love hearing that. They'll never read anything the same again after that.
It's so true. So
Because
true. I'm the same. You taught me that. You've taught me those. All right. Let's stop on that one. Related. I believe this is a related concept, but you've also taught me a lot about. There are three questions that you ask. One of them is, how do you know that? So I'm not trying to take your
no, go
stage
right
here,
ahead.
but the questions that you ask to see if someone really knows what they're talking about, if it's a legitimate fact or evidence, that kind of thing. Talk about the three questions that you like to ask.
Yes, three critical thinking questions. Number one, has it ever been observed? That's a
Okay.
killer evolution right there.
Yes.
Then, are you making any assumptions?
Making any assumptions. All right, stop right there. Talk to us about assumptions. What do you mean by that?
Assumptions. That's giving evidence that we don't know for sure. In other words, assumptions, let's say I want to date this rock, and that's where big assumptions come in. And we make certain assumptions when that rock was first formed that there's certain elements in it.
Okay.
But if these rocks are millions of years old, was anybody there ever to observe that rock when it formed?
Right.
So we
Right.
assume that it was
Right.
had these conditions in it when it
Right.
formed.
We assume that the decay rates are the same, for example,
Yes.
in that same illustration. We assume that the speed of light's always been the same.
And we
We're
assume
talking
life
about,
started by itself.
we assume, so all these are assumptions. So you're asking them, and most
Yes.
people who believe evolution don't recognize that they're assuming these things. They think
That's
they're
right.
facts, but they're
Yes.
really not. But I'm sorry, go ahead. Excellent.
So, has it ever been observed? Are you making assumptions? Then, how do you know it's true? So, you build your case, then hit them with the big whammy question. How do you know it's true? And the only answer they can really give is because it's their only option. So, they've ruled out God as
Right.
greater. So, the only
Yeah.
alternative then is evolution.
Right. And so it's a worldview, it's a belief system,
Yes, it
and
is.
they don't recognize it as that. I mean, really, it's hard to get through to them a lot of times. You just have to make those points and let it sit and hope that the Holy Spirit uses it. But they think all their stuff is facts and all of our stuff
Yes.
is faith, but
And
it's really not true.
here's what's killing us. They make a pretty good case in high schools and colleges where our students aren't well equipped for it. You
Right.
got what the last part? Our kids, our youth are not equipped for it. So they make a very good case for what they believe. Why is that happening? Why are our youth not equipped?
Right. Yeah, and I
Because
take you back to the pulpits, Mike.
yes.
I take you back to the pulpits, and then the
Yes.
pulpits produce the youth pastors,
Yep.
and the pulpits guys are, teaching the seminaries, a lot of them.